This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burke.
The U.S. Capitol locked down Wednesday afternoon with lawmakers inside as violent clashes broke out between supporters of President Donald Trump and Capitol Police. Dozens of people breached security perimeters at the Capitol, and lawmakers inside the House chamber were told to put on gas masks as tear gas was fired in the rotunda. Lawmakers had been meeting to affirm President-elect Joe Biden's victory in the November ballot. Protesters tore down metal barricades at the bottom of the Capitol steps and were met by officers in riot gear. Some tried to push past the officers, who held shields, and police could be seen firing pepper spray into the crowd to keep them back. There was one armed confrontation inside the Capitol building. Protesters made it inside the Senate chamber. One demonstrator got up on the dais and yelled, "Trump won that election." Several dozen others were roaming through the halls yelling, "Where are they?" The mayor of Washington, D.C. has instituted a 6 p.m. curfew to try to quell violence. Those skirmishes came just shortly after President Trump addressed thousands of his supporters. The Republican Trump, who has spent much of his time since the election in a failed effort to reverse his defeat, falsely said he won the vote as he spoke on an outdoor stage framing the White House.
"We will never give up. We will never concede. It doesn't happen. You don't concede when there's theft. We will not take it anymore. And that's what this is all about."
Crowds gathered at the Save America March wore Trump-approved red baseball caps and cheered as the president repeated the groundless conspiracy theories that have consumed his final days in office. Trump's extraordinary challenges to Biden's victory have floundered in courts across the country.